This is the Foreign Desk Explainer on Monocle 24. This week, our New York Bureau Chief Ed Stocker asks, will Mike Pence become the next president of the United States?
America has elected a new president, and it's almost hard for me to express the honor that I and my family feel that we will have the privilege to serve as your Vice President of the United States of America.
Could he? Will he? What will it be like? Let's face it, the White House has not been short on palace intrigue since Donald Trump's tumultuous ascendancy to the position of Commander-in-Chief in January. But as the Russian investigations intensify and Trump continues to put hand in mouth, the question has increasingly been, will Mike Pence become the next president of the US? And if so, will it happen before the current occupant sees out his first term, or even in 2020? So what do we know about Pence, and how likely is this hypothesis of becoming reality? The answer is highly probable. That is, if you log on to spoof website officialmikepence.com that touts him as the 46th POTUS with Christ as his running mate and says that he is proud to serve the white and Christian population of America for more than two decades.
I'd like to encourage you to do one more thing. And that is to call me, the President of the United States.
Back in reality, though, some were surprised when Trump chose the then governor of Indiana as his vice presidential nominee. For one, his approval ratings were low at around 40% in his home state, and his tenure had been seen as unremarkable at best. To others, though, he was a solid choice because he played to the GOP traditionalists. A pious, mild-mannered man from the city of Columbus, he was, as a former member of the House of Representatives and state leader, very much a career politician, and fervently Christian and pro-life for good measure. Indeed, don't forget the way he introduced himself at the Republican National Convention last year.
I'm a Christian, a conservative, and a Republican, in that order.
But he also courted a fair amount of controversy, especially when he signed into law the Religious Freedom Restoration Act in 2015 when governor. The bill was designed to stop the government from infringing on a person's strong religious beliefs. Its contractors, though, argued that it justified people being able to refuse business or services to minorities and the LGBT community by using religion as a justification.
I don't believe for a minute that it was the intention of the General Assembly to create a license to discriminate or a right to deny services to gays, lesbians, or anyone else in this state. And it certainly wasn't my intent.
After an outcry, the bill was amended to clarify that there would be no protection for discrimination based on sexual orientation. Pence has, of course, travelled a long way since then, perhaps further than he imagined he ever would. And yet, if you believe a recent New York Times report, he is eyeing 2020 and already organising a shadow campaign, something he furiously denied in a statement. What's certainly true is that Pence, while not exactly hogging the limelight, is arguably a much more visible presence than Joe Biden was, the latter content to largely shadow his buddy Barack Obama when Veep. And he does seem to have been acting much more like a statesman than Donald Trump. It was he and not the president who was the first to specifically condemn right-wing extremism after the events of Charlottesville, Virginia.
We have no tolerance for hate and violence from white supremacists, neo-Nazis, or the KKK. These dangerous fringe groups have no place in American public life and in the American debate, and we condemn them in the strongest possible terms.
His remarks made on a trip to Colombia also defended Donald Trump, who initially refused to condemn white supremacy, a move some commentators have attributed to the White House influence of former Breitbart news head Stephen Bannon. Pence may well be a loyalist. We all know Trump likes and rewards that quality, or he may really be preparing himself for his next move, given the discord and disarray in the nation's capital. While many Republicans may be wishing that it was Pence in the hot seat right now as the spectre of conflict with North Korea looms, Trump is showing absolutely no sign of going anywhere. There's a chance, of course, he may end up not having much say in the matter.
The Foreign Desk will be back on Saturday. Make sure you subscribe to get every episode. I'm Andrew Muller. Thanks for listening.